Vashitebre anta ka celebrate da bakatebre antosi ilia lema akambo kotoyoshi ili asha takali akolabra aso adi lema nebre ende kambo kotoshi te kali bra akatulabra antosi ili andaya ma shatabra ando kotoyoshi ili asulabra antosine india Libra anko sidabra anda kanda asudabra anto shitekali asudabra antosia. Beloved in the Lord, today is Friday on Mount Zion. Friday is our prayer day. Just begin to open your mouth and thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Father, we want to thank you for the gift of grace. I want to thank you for your mercies. We want to thank you, O Lord, for all that you've done for us. For what you've done for our families, what you've done for the nation, our nations, what you've done, O God, for the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for what you've done in the lives of our loved ones, O God, even what you have done in the lives of our enemies. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that we're still alive and well because your hand has rested upon us and upon our family. Thank you for many open doors. We thank you for the manifestation of your grace in our lives. We thank you, O God, for favor. We thank you, O God, for open heavens. We thank you, O Lord, that you are our God. We thank you that we slept like logs, but Lord, you woke us up, O God. And we want to give you all the praise, for you deserve it. You so deserve it, O Lord. We thank you that the enemy could not turn us, O God, into what they wanted us to be. You have been there 24/7. Your delivering hand has been upon us. You have healed our bodies, O God. You healed our soul of any emotional bruises. Lord, you have restored our confidence in you, O Lord. And you have restored us, O God, to sound health and strength. Thank you for the victories and the breakthroughs, O God, that you've given unto us. Thank you that we are walking not in sin, but in righteousness. Thank you for the sprinkled blood that is speaking a better word over us. We worship you, Lord. You deserve all the glory, honor, and adoration. May your name be exalted forevermore, you who sits on the throne of grace. Makala akolabra ando, whose words are full of grace, yeah. Whose spirit is the spirit of grace. And thank you that you are able to make all grace abound to us, O Lord. And in this season of grace, Father, we thank you that we have encountered you, the God who helps us and the God who shows us mercy. May your name be glorified, our Father, this morning. We join our hearts to the multitudes of angels in heaven, O Lord. And the four living creatures who surround you, and the 24 elders who are always in worship and who are exalting your name forever and crying, Holy, holy is the Lord, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Father, our hearts are joined together with them, and we lift holy hands unto you, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. And we give you all the honor, Kamulo, Sine, Yendiki, Yena, Hantua, and all the adoration. May your name be glorified, O God. May your name be glorified. Makaba akulebre anta ashudabra antositaya. May your name be glorified. Mashilabra ando kotobo sita yahasi. May your name be worshipped. Makulabra anda kataba ashudabra antositaya. You are worthy, O Lord, worthy of all our praise, worthy of all our worship. We praise you forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, the Bible declares in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and we will find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. This morning, we've come to the throne of grace, God's throne of grace. The only way you come to God's throne of grace is through thanksgiving, worship, and prayer. And the Bible says when we come to his throne of grace, we will obtain mercy. And we also find grace to help us in our time of need. This morning, come before God with all confidence. It doesn't matter how difficult your circumstances. See, in this time of need, we will find grace and we will obtain mercy. Mercy of God flows towards us when we do not deserve his goodness. Hallelujah. Mercy withhold God's judgment against us. Mercy stands for us. Anytime we cry for mercy, the punishment that is due us is withheld on account of the blood of Jesus that is upon the mercy seat in heaven. God looks at the blood and Jesus said, Father, forgive. So God does not give you your due judgment and punishment. That thing that you did, its result consequence, God will hold it from you. And he hold you as if you were not the one who committed that sin. Because Jesus has died for us. That is the working of mercy. And the blood of Jesus on the mercy seat in the heavenly realm always cries for mercy for us. Then grace is unmerited favor. The good that you do not deserve, God releases it to you. For mercy, the evil that you deserve, God will hold it from you. And in grace, the good that you don't deserve, he releases it to you. And the Bible says, all these two blessings are found at the throne room of Jehovah God. And when you come there in prayer, you obtain mercy and you find grace. Grace is a resource, as I told you. It's a divine resource that comes. God releases your way to fix every help issue. That's what the Bible says. You will find grace to help us in our time of need. Hallelujah. This morning there is grace. So as we pray, please access grace. Open your heart and ask God for grace concerning any issue in your life. And grace will be released. And pray as if it all depends on the prayer. Pray expecting to get your answers by the time you say Amen. Hallelujah. Last Wednesday, we were somewhere praying. And I told them, we are taking our answers here and now. And by the time we finished praying, many people showed me their phone, messages on their phone. Some have been called to come and collect their checks, which have been due for several months. Somebody was called there and there for training leading to a job. Another person sent me a letter he had been expecting for a huge project that had been sent to him. And the people apologizing. Another person, the next morning, shared with me a dream that God showed him concerning an issue that is bringing his business down. And he told me, Elder, I have never had this dream or any inclination about what was happening to my business before until I came for this prayer meeting. God answers prayers, beloved. He answers prayers. So pray that it all depends on it. If there's something you need the mercy of God to stand between you and that issue, cry for mercy. If you need the grace of God to help you regarding that area, please pray for his grace. Begin to pray in the next 5 minutes. Kaboko Toshi Ili Andaya. You have come to the throne room where there is mercy and where there is grace. Seek his mercy and seek his grace. Makulebre ende kabaya akurabre antoyo. Grace to help you in your time of need. Yes, right now, God is not far from you. Speak to him. Demand grace. Grace is available when you demand it. Demand the grace of God, the help of God, the intervention of God, the breakthrough of God, the deliverance of God, the healing of God, the answers of God, the direction of God. Cry for grace. Cry for mercy. Marco Tobra and the Ashadabra Antia. A Koto Yoshite Kalika Tabaya Hakulabra Ando Sine Indi. A Bilibre Indi Kamo Konto Shita Yahashua. A Liba Labra Ando Kumbo Koto Shite Kalika Tua Kalibra Anto Sia. Mahakatula Bahasulabra Ando Kinde Yeka Dahakulabra Anto Sia. Shatima Anda Olo Mashila Ando. And we cry for your mercy. Let your mercy withhold any judgment to God, any evil consequence, God, that has been programmed against us. Let your mercy speak, O Lord, for us. Marshall Indy, even our own mistakes, God, the consequences that must come upon us because of our errors, let your mercy speak. Makamoku and Andia, let the mercy say no. Makatabra andosh idi atusi anadendea. Kalaba ashulabra ande. That man who has a challenge at the workplace, and he's meeting a disciplinary committee, let your mercy speak for him. The woman who is at the edge of receiving the wrath of God because of what she has done, let the mercy of God speak for her. Makaba ando kiridia. Let mercy behold every punishment that ought to come upon your people, my God. Let your mercy behold every consequence of God. That ought to come before your people. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak mercy. Speak mercy. Speak mercy. We appropriate the mercies of God. For we have come before your throne. Makadabra ando sidabra andi kataya. Ashalabra anda hasulabra indi. And Lord, we demand in all humility for your grace in this time of help, O God. Let grace speak for us concerning our court cases. Let grace speak for us concerning every need on our heart. Let grace speak for us, O God, concerning, O God, our financial needs. Let the grace speak for us concerning our health needs. Anyone that is sick under the sound of my voice, let the healing grace of God speak. Let the person find grace to help him or her in this time of affliction. Let there be healing. Abakuta brando. Let grace release favor. Let favor go ahead of that man, that woman who is attending an interview today. That man, that woman who is appearing before a helper today. Let favor speak. Let favor open doors. Mashula brando kitaya. Abilebre ende. Kambo koto yoshira antia. Aliaku labra shulebre endi kama konto shida bahasi adia. Akulebre endi kambo konto shida bra antosi ili aki asu. Leva labra ando kuda bahasu labra ando kite kalu kapra kurabra antosi adia. Ashanda ya kalu koto shite kali hasu labra antosi adia. Alima ambo kule beki ili aku labra shulabra antosi adia. Abahaku labra ando shirebre endi kataya. May you find grace to help you in your time of need. May God release his grace upon you, upon your children, upon the work of your hands. May grace go ahead of you and open doors for you concerning your business, concerning the work that you are seeking, the job that you are seeking. May the grace of God bring you help. Bring your help, bring your divine help. May grace turn your situation and your circumstance around. May the grace of God visit you in your marriage. May the grace of God restore your marriage, bring reconciliation between you and your wife, you and your husband. May the grace of God restore peace to your family. May grace of God bring down your wayward child home. May the grace of God strengthen you as you walk in all righteousness before God. May grace provoke the heavens to be open over your life. May the grace of God be sufficient even upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Last Saturday after our Mount Zion prayer service, a lady walked to me and said, "Elder, I went to work and they just gave me a brand new car." And said, I was shocked. And I said, why should you be shocked? This is the month of grace upon grace. God is releasing grace. And grace comes with divine favor. Amen. You're going to pray that let the favor of God rest upon you and your family. Things that you are due for that are not coming, may they be released. Even things that you are not due for, positions that you are not due for. The other time, a lady shared a testimony where she desired for a certain position at the workplace, which was not there. There was nothing like that, but she desired for. So one day, the managers called her and said, we are creating this position. Do you want to take it? Hallelujah. That is what favor does. May God cause his favor to rest upon you. May the grace of God release favor upon your life. Begin to pray and ask God for his favor this morning. Let grace, which is unmerited favor, rest upon you, rest upon your children, rest upon your family, rest upon this nation, Ghana, rest upon the church, rest upon our pastors, rest upon everyone. Makabuko Toyoshiya Andi Kataya. Aliba Ando, Sima Ando, Kidabra Ando Sia. Let grace, which is unmerited favor, provoke the release of God's divine favor upon us, upon our families, upon our children, upon this nation. Let the nation of Ghana, and mention the name of your nation, your country, be soaked in the favor of God. Let God favor us. Let God favor your country. Let God favor your country. Let God open many doors. Let the favor of God rest upon our pastors, our ministers, our missionaries, my God. Rest upon the church. Let the grace of God provoke a revival, even in the church. Let the grace of God provoke the favor of God to rest upon the needy, the afflicted. Let the grace of God provoke the favor of God upon the sick. Let them attract the favor of God. Father, we pray for your favor, your unmerited favor, favor which is better than labor, favor which bring us to the place of fulfillment, favor which bring us to the place of exaltation. Let your favor rest upon us, favor which bring us to the place of acceptance, favor which bring us to the place of supernatural accomplishment. Let your favor rest upon us, rest upon our family, rest upon our children. Clothe us with favor, O Lord, unmerited favor, abundant favor, favor which puts us ahead, even though we are behind. The Bible says Esther had favor before the king. Even though it was not her turn to go before the king, she was accepted. May their favor be rest upon you. The Bible says God gave the Israelites favor before the Egyptians. And the Israelites asked for anything. They asked for gold, silver, clothing. And the Egyptians just offloaded everything to them. May because of the favor of God, men and women, fishing pour blessings into your life. Even blessing that you do not deserve. May you be put in a position that you are not due for because of the favor of God. Receive God's favor this morning, even in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that the grace of God will be sufficient upon you and into your life. That as we have come before the throne room of grace, may mercy abound unto you, the mercies of God, and may the grace of God be found by you to help you in any needy situation. Beloved, I pronounce and I declare unto you that there is sufficient grace for your life. And appropriate the grace. Work with the grace of God. Utilize the grace of God that you have received this morning. Grace are released when we come before His throne of grace in prayer. And this morning, there is so much grace upon you and around you. If you are sick, I declare you will not die. You are healed in Jesus' name. If you are poor, I declare that the grace of God has brought divine exchange. You have received the riches of Jesus Christ. If you are weak, you have received power. If you were perishable, you have received imperishability. Nothing of yours will be destroyed. Nothing. I declare unto you that you are not just natural. You have become a supernatural being by the power of divine exchange. Whatever Jesus accomplished has been credited to your account. And whatever you were have been also debited to the account of Jesus. You are not the same. Grace is upon you. And may you succeed and excel by the grace of God. And may you win victories in the battles of life by the grace of God. And may the grace of God promote you and elevate you and establish you. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have listened to us and you have not received Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, there is grace before this throne room of grace to help you to receive Christ. Just pray this prayer after me. Say, Dear Lord, I come before you as a sinner. I repent of all my sins and I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. And take me as your own and help me live for you. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life and sustain this life, new life, till I meet you in heaven. If you pray this prayer, the heaven and earth all respond a big amen. And you have become born again. You join the family of God. Please join a good Bible-believing church. Let them baptize in water into Christ, and let them also lead you for the Holy Spirit baptism. And please submit yourself to discipleship class and let them teach you the word until you become grounded, so that the grace of God will abound unto you. The Lord bless you and strengthen you. Amen. Amen. Shall we share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. I decree that in this month of grace, you will never fall short of grace. May the grace of God envelop you and your family. May the grace bring you help from above in every area of your life. May grace speak for you when it matters most. And may you be full of His grace. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.